why do I feel so tall? Did I grow overnight?
You're tall. You're sitting on a taller seat.
Yeah, that's what I was sitting on last time. Is this okay?
Am I short? Am I down further?
I don't know.
Do you want me to...
Are you shrinking?
I...
You got that Benjamin Button shit. I'm telling you.
I'm slowly dying.
You're backwards. Oh, hey, what up?
What's going on?
Ah.
Glad you asked, podcast.
Happy New Year.
I'm Albert Bixby, and I'm here with Doc.
Yo!
How's it going?
What the? How you feeling this morning? Aha!
Let me get some Monster here.
Yeah, there, it's over there. Oh, I need my coffee too. Hang on.
So, yeah, hopefully it was a rager for everybody.
It was a good time. Good times had by all.
Yeah.
You were on your Jägermeister last night.
Jäger, yeah.
Jäger and
I think Star. I think that Moët and Chandon maybe was the tipple.
I'm telling you, that's usually the tipping point. We waited a little late in the evening to start that, but when you hear that pop, you can't stop.
That was a glorious sound.
It was delicious. So yeah, that's the shit. That's like the real club champagne, Moët and Chandon. So thank you, Moët and Chandon, for making our evening fabulous.
I think that should be a tradition, that stuff.
Absolutely. I think we need to have that more often, make other days traditions for that.
Yeah.
Like,
that's just the regular drink.
That's
now.
What I'm saying.
I think I'm done with the egg.
You're just drinking champagne, cracking bottles. Yeah, no, we have to have that more often. I wait for it to go on sale. And
I was going to wait for this. So, Moët and Chandon is a champagne because it's made in the Champagne area of France.
That's correct.
And if it's not, then it's a sparkling
wine.
It's
a sparkling wine. Like, Moët and Chandon, it's interesting. They're owned by Hennessy. Like Hennessy, you know, spirits. And they make a cheap version, a knockoff, basically, of Moët and Chandon, just called Chandon. Mm. And that's made in California, so that's a sparkling wine. You can't call it champagne.
No Moët.
No Moët. Only Chandon. But when you got the Moët and the Chandon, you got real champagne made in France.
Okay, so then my question is...
Yeah.
Is it a champagne because of the formula, or specifically just because of, like, where it's made?
It's one of those weird things. I think it's literally just because it's where it's made. I think they probably use the same formula for just the Chandon, or for other, like, you know, Corbel champagne and all that shit.
Well, that's bullshit. Like,
it is. You're basically upcharging because it's out of the country.
If I want to make my own champagne...
Mm-hmm.
I can't call that shit true champagne unless I make it in this specific area.
Area of France.
I say fuck that.
I think it's bullshit. I know. I'm telling you, they upcharge.
If I want to make champagne in Detroit, I want to make champagne.
Made in Detroit. Oh my God. Yeah, no, it's like Chandon by itself, I think, is like cheap. It's like 20 or 25 bucks. Moët and Chandon is like anywhere between 35 and like 50 or 55.
Mm.
But it's worth it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's
crisp.
Kick-ass.
It was really good. Classic times. So yeah, so that was fun.
Yes.
Had some beers, had some rum chata. Damn, good stuff.
Good times.
Yum, yum tree. I'm telling you what. I won nothing on the fucking lottery. I thought I would. New year. I bought tickets.
Come on.
Pissed. Literally nothing.
How are we going to fund this record
label?
That's
what I'm saying. We're just bleeding money.
We're just fronting with this podcast, making it seem like we're doing something.
We're so productive. We're making so many hits. We're just talking. This is normal shit for us.
We're going to have to come up with a real Ponzi scheme.
I think we're
going
to have to. Send us $2. Each one of you, send us $2,
now,
which means we'll have $4 because there's probably two listeners.
And if you sign up three other people.
That's right.
Then you go
you
down
get a
to
dollar
only.
Off.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then obviously the earlier you get in, the more shit's going to trickle down to you. I know all these.
I think we should start
schemes.
Printing up coupons too.
I think so.
Get some coupons.
Here's your free podcast, even though it's already free. We just shock them with it.
No. 40 cents off.
40 cents off a free podcast. So we give you 40 cents. But if your friends give you 80 cents, send us the other 40. So you're technically paid off then. That's how they get you. Well, if you just sell this much stuff or you buy this much stuff, get people to give you this much shit, yours is free. You're in it.
It's early. $4.99 or 2 for $4.
You're goddamn right. Oh, my God. So what's your plan for the new year, Bix?
I don't know.
Any resolutions?
No.
Drink more?
Someone said that you're supposed to come up with three words for resolutions. Like, really? I don't know. Maybe adjectives or something. Okay. Like what you want.
Joyful.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And I just thought like my three words would be like music, money, and sex.
That's those are the pinnacle moments.
But then I came up with be a man. I thought maybe
you're a man. You're a man.
This could be the year that I man up.
Okay. Okay.
And yeah. No, but maybe just music, money, and sex.
I think that might be just baller status. Yeah. That's nice.
In that order, or I don't know.
It all depends.
Well, you got to make the music to make the money.
Right.
And that, you know.
It's Scarface. It's
a logical chain of events.
I feel so bad. I can't even remember the exact order. First, you get the money.
Yes.
Then you get the power.
Yes.
Then you get the women. I think that's what it is.
No, the power comes last.
No, because you need the power and the money to get the women.
Oh. Yes.
Back in 1980s Miami.
For sure.
Apparently.
Apparently.
Apparently. Mm. Yeah, I think my resolution, I mean, I really don't have one. Probably cliche. I think I should probably, like, work out a little bit again.
Why?
Yeah, I don't fucking need that. But yeah, no. Maybe that. Drink more. Eat more. That's it.
It's all good.
I'm not quitting drinking, not quitting smoking. I'm doing nothing.
That's a resolution in itself.
It really is. Yeah, there you go.
You're resolved.
I'm not a quitter.
You're very resolved.
Not a quitter. I'm not gonna be put on Front Street like that.
Yeah.
No.
Why, you know, don't make resolutions because, like, it's so hard to just be like, on this day, I'm going to start doing this or stop doing that. Like,
it's just an excuse.
It's bullshit. It's only going to work for a couple weeks and then you're going to fall back into whatever.
I thought about this the other day. This is the fucking day where we should be opening up a gym, having all these retards come in there, sign up. Oh, it's only $10 a month. The gym is packed.
We open the gym for like a month?
For a month. Everybody fucking quits and stops coming.
And then we shut our doors.
And we shut the doors. You wait till the next new year. I'm telling you, that's got to be a business.
We call it January Fitness.
That's all it is. I'm telling you, this is the time to open up a gym. That's it. But have no workout equipment. Just have like a buffet table. Some appetizers.
No, we do that thing where we've got like personal trainers. They take you around and like work out really hard for like a half hour and make you feel like a piece of shit.
You've experienced this.
Yes, for sure. just have like a few like core workouts.
Oh, yeah.
Some balancing balls, some like,
you know. Some jumping jacks. Yeah. I want basically like in, you know, remember in Vegas Vacation?
Yeah.
When they go to that casino where it's like the games are ridiculous, like, you know, which hand is it in, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I want
the
same thing for the gym. I want really basic exercises like, okay, stand on one foot and spin around or something like that. Or can you, you know, rub your stomach and jump around on one foot or tap your head, whatever the fuck.
Or they literally have just to like, the like fair, like hit the thing with a hammer to make the bell go up.
And we have it rigged so every single time somebody does it, they're like, oh my god, I'm so strong. Exactly. That's it. January Fitness. We know you'll only be here once a month for 1 month out of the year.
July, so. August, September, October, November, December, January Fitness.
You have a theme song and everything.
Well, I kind of had to shove a lot of words.
Kills me.
So what is Bumbershoot gonna accomplish this year though, like resolutions aside?
Okay,
is there any light at the end of this tunnel?
Absolutely not. No, absolutely no. We gotta make music. We have been. That's the thing, we've been making music.
Can we swear to this that we will release something this year?
Abso-fucking-lutely. No, if we don't, I'm packing everything up and I'm moving to Cabo. I'm out.
Yeah.
No way. No, we're dropping shit for real this time. Okay. And something what we'll do today, like we talked about, we got to go through all of our backlog. Mm-hmm. I know we've done this a couple times, but this time for real. I'm thinking almost to the point where we go through it and we delete shit we don't need.
Oh, that sounds so sad.
I know. Well, if it's real shitty shit.
Can we put it on like a hard drive that we like tuck away and never look at?
We'll put it on the network drive or something. Okay. We gotta clean up here. We gotta clean up shop.
I'm not a fan of the delete.
And I spoke it's too memories. Soon on that. I know. I spoke too soon on that. We can't necessarily do that, but we need to kind of wean it through and say these are things that we could continue on or right. build upon or these are dead.
Because we tend to start a random session.
Sure.
And then...
And it's gold. It's always good.
Well, we just call it like, you know, tight jam number three.
Right. Or,
okay, what does that
yeah.
sound like?
Yeah.
You forget.
You don't know.
What?
Oh, please tell me it's Diamond Jam.
No, it's not.
Uh-oh. Okay. All right. Maybe this will be good.
All right, hang on. Hello? Hello?
Hi, I'm Alad.
Hey, what up? What was that?
It was a cough.
Oh, nice. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, Andrew and I got into a fist fight.
Wait, what?
Andrew and I got into a fist fight.
You got into a fist fight?
Yeah, we fought real bad.
What? Oh, wait, you and Andrea?
Yeah.
This might have to be beeped out, I think. We're actually doing a podcast, like, right now. You're actually on air in some form.
Oh, fantastic.
What happened?
I don't know. I probably wanted to stay or go home with somebody else, something like that. And yeah, Andrea and I had a little brawl.
Did you get arrested or anything, or?
No, I am not in custody. I am not arrested.
So where are you right now?
I am on a veteran's floor.
So you are...
fine. We made up.
Oh, that's fucking hysterical.
No, it's not really that funny, but...
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you get punched in the eye or anything?
No.
Oh, good.
It's a lot of shoving.
Oh, shoving. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're alive and you had a decent evening.
No, it was fun, I good. Guess. I don't know. I took a lot of death.
Jesus Christ. What time
don't
you come?
Ask me how I'm getting home either, cause I'm not quite sure.
All right. Well, yeah, it's pretty shitty out there, so.
I know it is.
Yeah.
All
right. Kay. Don't punch Andy anymore, okay?
I'll try.
Okay. Tell her I'll punch her.
All right. Okay,
love you,
bye.
Love you too, bye.
Wow. Classic.
Memories. So we may have to remove that, but
incriminating
evidence in case the feds come after us.
Oh shit, that sounds like a good New Year's though.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. What were we talking about before you rudely interrupted? I think you're on something good.
We were gonna delete a bunch of stuff that right. we don't listen to.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, we got the resolution for Bumbershoot is we have to release shit.
Listen up. All right, Oliver Bixby is definitely gonna have a release.
This, yes!
This I know.
Yes!
And outside of that, Doc and I are going to have some releases.
We have to. We've never actually released anything with both of us on a song.
This is heinous.
It is. We've been jamming for what now? 3 years, I think?
3 years.
3 years.
This is year four.
This is year four. This is...
Fuck.
This is the age of Aquarius right here. It's going on.
So that's what's up, all right? It's about like... making this what we do.
That's it. We need to continue this, work harder at this, so maybe this could, like you said, this is what we would do then.
Yeah.
There's no other... There's nothing else to do. You just jam.
What else is there to do?
There's nothing.
There's nothing else to do.
There's really not.
If I'm not doing this...
What am I doing?
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. I love it.
All right. I think we're going to have to leave it at that then.
I think that's good. Happy New Year. Keep listening to the fucking podcast. Enjoy. We do this for you.
We
don't do this
you.
For ourselves. We love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bitch.